Hey everybody, you're listening to Swift News. This is the weekly news show all about iOS development where I take everything I found on Twitter, newsletters, Slack channels, YouTube, you name it, I curate all that information into a weekly show for you to make sure you stay up to date. Now this is the audio version of the show that I usually do on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SeanAllen, all about iOS development. And on that show, I'll usually have the blog post up and I'll be highlighting the text that I'm talking about. When I show videos of the AR kit examples, you can actually see them. So this podcast is for people that are on the go and can't sit in front of the computer but still want the news. However, if you do want to see all those visuals that I talk about, be sure to check out the YouTube video. All right, with that out of the way, on to Swift News. What's going on, everybody? It's Monday. Time for that Christmas Eve Swift News. Look how festive. Yay. You're going to get a short little episode today because it is the holidays. I'm with family, but I still wanted to get one out for you. But before we dive into that, I do want to say that I have relaunched iOS Dev Discussions. If you're not following that, subscribe to that. Check that out because that is podcast-only content. Got the first two episodes of Origin Stories up. That is a show where I talk to developers all about how they became an iOS developer. You know, what got them interested in code? How did they learn to code first? How did they get their first ever developer job, etc. And the first two episodes are Mark Opont of Lickability and then a fellow YouTuber, Mark Moykin. So check those out and let me know what you think. All right, let's get into it. Kicking off the show, we have an excellent article from Paul Hudson of Hacking with Swift, along with contributions from many in the community, and it's the complete guide to iOS and Swift job interviews. Now, if you are, well, first of all, even if you've done interviews before, I think this is a good guide because it's from the interviewee's perspective as well as the interviewer's perspective, so you're going to get both sides of it. And again, there's contributions from many great developers in the community, so I think it's especially great if you haven't done an interview yet and you're like wondering what that's like, because that is a pretty nerve-wracking time. If you've never done a technical software developer interview, it's pretty nerve-wracking. So he goes through multiple topics, you know, building a profile, talking about, do you have to have a GitHub, a blog, podcast, or, you know, stuff like that, and what are the benefits? And he says, you know, I asked others for their view on this, whether writing a blog, delivering presentations, or showing work on GitHub, you know, how is that beneficial? Really great insights from this guy in particular, if I must say. But no, as you can see, a lot of great developers here, but you're going to get, again, their thoughts on, you know, the online presence. Is it important? Should it be required? That kind of stuff. Writing your resume, as you can see, you're going to get a lot of good insight on that. See what else we got here. Preparing for the interview. You know, what do you typically do when you're about to interview? Like, how do you prepare? And these answers are, you know, widely varied. So I think you're going to get a lot of good insights. Again, this guy really knocks it out of the park. Obviously, I'm kidding. I'm not that cocky. Kind of. How do you cope with nerves? Just all the things with the interviews. Again, you're going to get insights from many, many great developers with a wide range of experience. So amazing article here. It's a very long one, huge. That's why we're not like really diving into it. This could be an entire episode, to be honest with you. But yeah, The Complete Guide to iOS and Swift Job Interviews by Paul Hudson. Definitely check it out. Next up, we had Worlds Collide on a podcast I really enjoyed. And as you can see in the quote, it's a Swift by Sundell podcast, but it's Sundell by Unwrapped. So basically, it was the a killer crossover event, holiday special with JP Simard and Jesse Squires of Swift Unwrapped. So two of my favorite podcasts came together to do an episode, and I really enjoyed it. It's really just an episode that's a hodgepodge of various topics, but it's three very, very knowledgeable developers, you know, having a conversation about these topics. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. And they talk about anything from, I gotta look at my list here, like Swift Evolution, how to follow it, architecture, reactive programming, how Apple is warming up to, you know, open source, with obviously Swift, the language is open source, but they're starting to open source a lot of other things. And then tips on how to manage your open source project. Like say you open source something and now you got to manage contributors. How do you do that? And then just general code review advice, both as the reviewer and the reviewee. So again, just a great discussion by some knowledgeable developers. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it's a must listen. And then we got some changes to the App Store potentially coming, maybe, kind of, I think. Who knows? When? I don't know. Basically, Apple is going to change the App Store rules to allow users to gift in-app purchases to friends and family. Currently, you can gift like a paid app. Like if an app costs $2, you can just gift that app. But you can't do that for in-app purchases at the moment. However, there has been changes into Apple's review guidelines. As you can see here, before the change, apps should not directly or indirectly enable gifting of in-app purchase content features, consumables, you know, et cetera. After the change, apps may enable gifting of items that are eligible for in-app purchases to others, but such gifts may only be refunded to original purchaser and may not be exchanged. So there's a little catch there. The reason why I kind of said, like, maybe this is coming, kind of not, is because this isn't the first time this has been mentioned, and no official direction has been given to us developers quite yet. Again, this is, like, really all we have to go on is this kind of random change in the app review guidelines, so I'm assuming more news to come, but we'll see. And then more App Store news, just keeping up with the industry. And this is kind of stuff we already knew. There's some interesting insights here, but it's always good to just kind of reaffirm that, yes, the status quo is still the status quo. But Apple's App Store saw 164 publishers generate 1 million in 2018, nearly double that of Google's Play Store. So the main idea here is that, you know, iOS apps are more monetarily lucrative than Android apps. Typically, but there is a breakdown that I think is really, really interesting that I want to get to. So they go through all the stats, but there's a pie chart of the apps that, you know, generated $1 million. What were their categories here? So you see, you have the iOS. I know this is not called pie chart; it's called a donut chart. Donuts, pie, I don't know. I'm hungry. So you can see 33% of it is games, 12% health and fitness, 10% lifestyle, and then, you know, an even distribution of kind of the rest. But this is where it differs vastly from Android. So if we scroll down to Google Play Store. Google Play Store is 65% games and then like just everything else. So I don't know. What that tells me is there's much more opportunity outside of games on the iOS App Store. Like I said, health and fitness apps, meditation apps, lifestyle. Like there's a more wider variety of revenue generating apps on iOS. Therefore, my conclusion is, you know, more opportunity, more varied opportunity, where it feels like on the Google Play Store, at least according to Sensor Tower, you kind of have to be a game developer, you know, to have a real shot at it, because as you can see, it's dominated by games on who's making the money there. So again, just interesting insights. I always like to keep up with the industry and what's doing what. Moving on, if you're interested in server-side Swift, you know, they do a conference. They haven't announced their dates for 2019, but what I wanted to share this was they did release some videos recently here, if I click on the videos tab. And I wanted to share this because I haven't quite done the deep dive into server-side Swift yet. I mean, I've done the surface level research, but I haven't built anything with it yet or really done a dive into, you know, Vapor, Perfect, Kitora. You know, I know them on a surface level, but I haven't done a deep dive into each one. So here's some videos at the server side Swift conference, you know, talking about many of these things, you know, the Vapor State of the Union, diving into Perfect and the Internet of Things, Swift's encoder and decoder, microservices. So if you're interested in, you know, starting that learning process or just going deeper into server-side Swift, check out some of these videos. I haven't watched them yet, so I'm just going to assume they're good. Up next, we have a pretty cool looking library from Airbnb called Magazine Layout. If you see here, it's basically a magazine layout is a collection view layout subclass for laying out vertically scrolling grids and lists of them compared to, you know, UI collection flow layout. Magazine layout supports many additional features, you know, etc., etc. Let's get to the pictures, right? That's what we all want, you know. So basically Airbnb has these layouts, and this library will help you recreate these layouts, called Magazine Layout is the name of the library. And I wanted to share this because oftentimes I get so many questions about these people trying to build these complex collection view layouts, and I'm not saying don't do it on your own and don't learn that. I just know it's very, very hard to answer everybody's individual questions because everybody wants to do different things in their collection view with horizontal, vertical, or a table view in the collection. I mean, like, it can get crazy. We all know that. I do know I get a lot of questions about complex collection views, so I thought sharing this magazine layout library might be a good thing for those to check out. As you can see, you can recreate some of these cool screens with this library. And again, it is from Airbnb, so it's pretty reputable. But, and as always, I love a good README. It's a pretty good README. There's a sample app that you can play with to kind of really learn it. So that is magazine layout from Airbnb. And then wrapping up the show, we have our LOLs of the week. Now, I know I'm not supposed to explain the jokes. I get a lot of crap for that from many people, but I think this is a learning experience for those that haven't gone through this yet. So I'm not explaining the joke. I'm explaining the importance of getting your app in front of actual users. So the joke here is, you know, without field research, it's difficult to get an accurate picture of user workflows. And that's the thing here is, when you're building your app, you may be like, oh, this is obvious. This is exactly how they're going to use the app. And then you put it in front of somebody and then you're just like, what are you doing? Like, are you serious? Why would you even think to do that? And I'm not saying the user's stupid, but, you know, they just use apps in ways that you would never, ever guess. That was a joke, by the way. So I just thought this picture cracked me up, you know, looked pretty perfect, three things, and they just do whatever. But it is very accurate. And again, I just want to stress the importance of when you're building your app, not only just beta testers, like sending it out to people, but it's really important to, like I said, put your app in front of somebody and just watch them. You know, you're going to find out all kinds of insights on like where they tap, what they do, like how many taps did it take them to figure out what they were actually supposed to tap, because that happens all the time. So anyway, funny stuff. And then next we have another one from Nate Swanner, always killing the LOLs. I should just call this like the Swanner section. But it says, when you find a framework that does what you want, but you're not sure how to use it. Oh, I got to replay. And then you got this kid just getting water and just blah. cracks me up. All right. That's going to wrap it up for this short episode of Swift News. Hope everyone's having a happy holidays, and we'll be back. No, there is going to be one New Year's Eve. Okay. I was going to say we'll see you in 2019, but I'll see you New Year's Eve. That'll be fun. Probably. All right. See you in the next one.